Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show, Debbie Meyer. Ladies and gentlemen, Debbie's back. I know, I'm excited too. She's the home problem solver. She's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. She's a really important inventor, folks. Guys, she invented the cake cutter, which is also the pie cutter, which is also the pudding cutter. It might even work with a donut. I don't know, whatever it takes. Right, Debbie?
Well, I know you've tried it.
And I have. Oh, no, I have my own handy cake cutter all the time. The green bags. Ladies, you know the green bags, the green boxes, the green spheres, the green orbs. What are the kind of green things you got there, Deb?
A lot of Debbie Meyer green boxes and a lot of Debbie Meyer green bags.
All over the world. Those things are all over the world, aren't they? I mean, leftovers are being stored in those things all over the world right now, aren't they?
Yes, and I'm keeping it. Today's buzzword, the stop wasting food, have been my buzzwords for over 12 years.
Right.
So I've been keeping fresh food fresh longer.
Well, absolutely, and it makes a difference. And, you know, I don't mind. A lot of people, I got a family group that won't eat leftovers. I mean, yeah. I'll cook a big meal, and they don't want to take any of it home. The other group takes all of it, but the one group won't take it home. They want leftovers. My goodness, I grew up on leftovers, right?
Absolutely. You know, whether you keep your fruits and vegetables fresh when you pick them or buy them, you're able to keep those fresh longer so you can use them.
Green beans are better the next day.
Absolutely, yeah. Is it? You know what? Thanksgiving's coming, and I think the day after is the best day of the
week. Oh, the turkey sandwiches. No question about it. But anyway, so, okay, folks, she's a really a great success. And of course, the television activity. You're all on HSN all the time.
Yes, sir.
So I know you've seen her beautiful face there. So, all right, you got this personal brand.
Right.
It's Debbie Meyer. You're the face and voice and name of this company. And now HSN is not.
As well as the product developer of this company.
Right, exactly. So it's all about you, which I love the way you pull that off, by the way, Debbie. I'm still working on that. But you're my hero. But HSN, for example, is not Home Shopping Network. There's no person's name there. So how is it? What's it been like? I know you get this question a lot from people, kids you talk to especially. What's it like doing that, being out front like that?
It can be very challenging, and it's very different from marketing and selling products that have what I refer to as generic names. There aren't a real person's name
mm-hmm.
attached to it and a real person who they actually look to as the person that they're going to form the relationship with. The customer, you know, the age of the customer is absolutely correct. This customer, this time around, these customers are very different. So, for instance,
they're empowered.
Absolutely. So if you were to create a fictitious name, like, and I'll use the name Betty Crocker, who's with the products we've used for so long, and we love the products.
There never really was a Betty Crocker, was there?
No, and it was a shock to a lot of people to learn that there wasn't. Because they formed an emotional relationship with this woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, not only the name on the product that's in retail in brick-and-mortar stores, but they get to see me on television.
Right.
Telling them about my products and what my products do for me. And what.
So not only do you create a product, you put yourself out there for as the face name voice of what's tantamount to a guarantee, right?
It's very special because these people actually come to me personally. Mm-hmm. When they call in on television, I get what are called testimonial calls. People call
I'm
going to
call
in
one of these days. I haven't ever. I've never done that. I'm
going to call in. While I'm on HSN, customers call and
I'm
going
to get you to ask you some cake cutter questions on air.
But what's so fascinating and what's so wonderful actually is to hear people talk to me. They don't come out and say, "I love your product." It's Debbie, I love you. You know,
right.
They have formed the relationship with
mm-hmm.
me.
We do that, don't we?
Yeah. You know, you say that about products all the time. You know, I love XYZ products.
Right.
Well, but your relationship is with the product. I actually am doubly vulnerable because mm-hmm. I let my name and face and voice be out there with the product and on the product even when I'm not
there. But
there's
also advantages, and I'll tell you something else. You're big time now. You're worldwide. But let's talk about how a Main Street small business, like you once were, can get started with that. Let's talk about that
sure.
with Debbie Meyer, folks. After these messages, 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blysingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.